Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
When I get to these places of burnout, I tell myself that it's a sign of weakness and that it's a sign of me not being able to handle the pressure anymore, me not being able to operate from the same level of energy, the same frequency that I once was. And the truth is, the only reason that burnout shows up in our lives is because we are doing so much without acknowledging how much we're doing, without acknowledging how far we have come and how much we're pouring into ourselves and our craft every single day. With that being said, before we really dive into everything today, I want you to know that burnout is not a sign of weakness. Burnout is not a sign of ungratefulness, and it's not a sign of taking a step backwards. It is part of the process, unfortunately, and it comes up because there are certain lessons in this place of inactivity, this place of slowness that we need to dive deeper into. If you're listening to this right now, or you are an active listener of my podcast, you are probably able to pinpoint a time in your life where you reached rock bottom and you told yourself that you would do whatever it takes to never reach that place again. That was a lifelong promise that you made to yourself. You told yourself that you would not let yourself get that low, right? And when we reach these places of burnout, it feels like an all-time low for us in the moment, in our current phase of life. And I think that's where it really hits us hard, especially for the people who, you know, have dedicated a really pretty big portion of their lives to healing. And you've gotten to this point right now where you feel the most healed you've ever been, even if you know you still have more to go. But I think where we get caught up is in this thought process that we are going to be healing forever. And I truly, truly don't think that this is the case. I don't think we heal forever. I think we grow forever. And I think this stigma that we have on healing being something that we are constantly working towards is what makes it so hard sometimes, is what makes us crash and burn sometimes. Because, you know, sometimes we just want to throw in the towel. And that's okay. To feel that way is okay. It doesn't mean that you're ungrateful. It doesn't mean that you are not seeing all of the beauty and all the magic in the life around you. And this is something that I want to dive into right now, because something that I've realized with myself is that I get to this point where I tell myself or I feel that I'm being ungrateful when I am exhausted from life, right? Because burnout can feel that way sometimes. Sometimes there's no other way to describe it but feeling completely exhausted from life. Like there's not one specific thing that you can pinpoint. You just don't want to do anything or be expected to show up anywhere or do any of the things that are in your normal routine. You just want to do nothing. You want to close the door, you want to hibernate, you want to curl into a ball and do nothing and sort of just go into a self-induced coma for a little bit until you are ready to come back out. I don't know if you guys can resonate with that or if that was just me completely projecting the way that I feel. But I'm not gonna lie to you guys, today is the first day where I've felt like opening that door back up and showing myself to the world. It might have to do with the fact that I actually put on a real outfit for once, even though right now I'm recording it in sweatpants, because that is my most authentic self. And I like to show up as my most authentic self on this podcast, okay? So I took my jeans off that I wore to class, even though it was a cute outfit, and I put on my sweatpants because that's who I am. I'm a comfort girly over fashion. Sorry. Anyways, got a little off track there, but the reason why I bring up gratitude and why I said that ungratefulness is sometimes a feeling that we misconstrued in this realm of burnout. We think that burnout is a sign of not being grateful for everything we have around us, because when we are people who are so dedicated to our healing journeys, one of the things that you learn is that gratitude is really the center of your life, and that you cannot be happy without practicing gratitude every single day. Like, we know this. I'm not saying anything that you haven't heard before right now, probably. Maybe I am, and that's fucking amazing if that's the case, because that just means that you have, that this episode has found you exactly when it's supposed to. Even for those people who have heard this before, sometimes we need to hear things twice, right? Like, I know for me personally, sometimes I'll listen to a podcast or I'll scroll through Instagram and I find a quote or a saying that I've heard before, but at this current phase of my life, it hits so much deeper. Like, one of my long-distance best friends sent me an excerpt from, like, the lyrics from the song The Climb by Miley Cyrus. If you know, you know. And I literally sent her a voice memo back, like, geeking over it. I was like, holy shit, like, I know these lyrics hit before, but right now, Miley is in my head. She gets me. Like, she understands it. Anyways, I just want to emphasize the fact that you can simultaneously be grateful and also burnt out. You can be exhausted from life and still love and appreciate it. I have this thing where I tell myself sometimes, and this is something that I've only recently discovered is something that I do, but I catch myself saying something along the lines in my head of, oh, I should feel really grateful for this right now, or, oh, I should be really taking this in right now or appreciating this. And the more I've thought about it, the more I realize that that is an act of gratitude. I am recognizing that whatever is before me right now is something that I should be very grateful for and that I should be appreciating in a higher regard. But since I kind of attach this shame of I should feel this way, and I don't know if shame is the right word, but I think the feeling that comes from telling myself I should feel a certain way kind of does stem in the realms of shame, I think that that kind of puts me more in this spiral state than it does in this present state that gratitude can help us reach. So it doesn't ground me by telling myself that I should feel some way. It sort of takes me out of it and kind of clouds me and blinds my senses from understanding exactly what I am feeling. So I think it's only right to sort of talk a little bit about my experience with burnout, because it truly is what guided me to sit on the mic today and talk to you guys about it. I feel like right now where I am in my life, it's very hard for me to sit with things. It's very hard for me to sit with myself and dive deeper into the certain things that are affecting me. I've been super avoidant of myself. And that's why today I'm not just gonna sit here and be like, oh, you're feeling burnt out, you guys should go journal. Oh, you should go on a walk, you should go talk to a friend. Like, we know that, right? Like, you came here for more than that. You know that there are little things that you could be doing right now to help yourself. I don't need to be the person to tell you that. So that's not what this episode is going to be. I'm just gonna be raw with you guys for a second. I'm gonna explain my experience just a little bit so that we can all meet each other on an even playing field, and hopefully through my experience you can understand a little bit more about yourself as well, because ultimately that's what I'm trying to do in this podcast. So, as a result of burnout, my anxiety has gotten a lot worse recently, and the more I've sat with my thoughts, I've sort of come to the conclusion that, you know, my anxiety has nowhere to go when I don't have a creative outlet to pour it into. So I'm going to talk a little bit about creativity right now. Even if you are someone who does not have a creative project on their mind right now, you are still a creator. You are a creator of your own.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Life, of your own story, of your own mindset. You are the creator behind everything that you ultimately experience in life. Even if you believe in a higher power, you are still the driving force. You are still the person behind the action that gets you to where you want to be. I digress. So, since I took a couple weeks off the podcast for the first time since I started this podcast, I did not have my creative outlet. And it became very, very clear to me that my creative outlet, my purpose behind it, my purpose behind this podcast was more so in the service of you guys listening than it was for me. And when I first started this podcast, it was really easy for me to sit back and be like, wow, it's really impacting my life right now. Like, I'm getting so much from, you know, thinking of episode ideas. Through that, I'm coming clearer with who I am and what I actually think about the topics that I'm talking about. And it's giving me so much fulfillment because creative fulfillment is real. Like, it hits like no other. And when you reach burnout, you're burnt out from everything. Like, socially, it's harder to have conversations with people. You might beat yourself up more after having conversations with people. You might overthink things even more. And, you know, just creatively, you are depleted. And when you are someone who has been on go for so long, when you reach this wall, it becomes even clearer to you how depleted you actually are. So what I realized is that my purpose behind this podcast being to serve others and to, you know, help others create these mindset shifts in their life. And if not, just be a support system for people, create a nice community for like-minded people to come together and to feel supported. With that intention being the driving force of my creative outlet in this podcast, it has taken my sole purpose for myself away without me even realizing it, because it became a routine for me to post an episode every single Monday. So I wasn't taking a step back to really think about it until I was forced to take a step back because I was feeling so burnt out. So, just today I had this realization of, well, maybe I reached this state of burnout because I needed to reassess my why, my purpose, and I needed to start fixating more on how it's serving me, how it's helping me, right? And not in a selfish way. You guys still know I have your back and I'm still, you know, here for you guys. But in the sense of, you cannot show up your best self for others unless you're showing up as your best self for you. Unless you are pouring everything into yourself first, you can't pour into other people in the way that you want to. And you're always going to feel like there's something missing. You're always going to feel like there's something more that you can be doing. So what this led me to think about was the fact that, you know, it's all good and great that we try to create these habits for ourselves so that things become routine, right? That's a big thing that I even focus on and preach in this podcast is, you know, the more that you do these habits consistently, the more they are going to just become who you are and what you do in your day-to-day life. They become rituals rather than routines. And that ultimately makes us get so used to certain things that we sort of forget about all the magic behind them. We completely are blindsided by keeping up this habit that we are blinded by, you know, how much peace it brings into our life, how much purpose it brings into our life. And then when we reach this place of burnout by not giving ourselves these breaks to recharge and just going and, you know, conforming to that hustle culture mindset that is so apparent in society, we get depleted. Our energy is completely at an all-time low, which makes us operate at a very low frequency. And our mind is quick to go to that time where we were feeling the most purpose from this thing that we were doing, where we felt the most peace from this, where we felt like we were on top of the world. And it's even clearer to us now how much it's draining our energy when we compare it to how it once served us in this positive light. We know that this thing isn't bringing us the same sort of magnetism and fulfillment and magic that it ultimately once did, which makes us aware of this shift, right? Like, we are, when you are burnt out, it's not that you're not aware of things. I think that's something that often gets misconstrued. Like, we think that, oh, you're just kind of blind to all of the things that are right in front of you. I think sometimes we feel the opposite when we feel burnt out. You know, we go through phases, ebbs and flows, of course, but I think sometimes when we're feeling burnt out, you honestly feel like you're so hyper aware of everything moving around you and you kind of just feel stuck. Or, you know, how everything once was and how it's not feeling that way right now. So we feel this awareness, but the problem is that we aren't assessing it further. We aren't diving deeper into it. We're aware of it and we're putting these labels on ourselves that we're burnt out, that we're feeling anxious, that we're feeling down and hopeless and stagnant. We use all these labels and we identify with them so that we feel like we're literally failing. Like we're not just low energy. We are stagnant. We are not moving. We are not making any changes. We're not doing anything right. Instead of assessing, you know, what got us here? Why might we need to feel burnt out right now? Like, why did this come up? Because emotions and feelings come up for us to feel them and release them. So why have we gotten to this point? For me personally, I think that the reason why I had to feel super burnt out in this current phase of my life was to remind myself to slow down, was to remind myself of my purpose, and to come clear with the idea that my creative outlets are just as much for me as they are other people. And if they don't feel at service to me, I'm not ultimately going to reach people at my most authentic, highest frequency that I can possibly emit. So something that I have been doing as a result of feeling super burnt out is I've been trying to force creativity. Because I said before, you know, my anxiety has nowhere to go when I have no creative outlet. Like, I just feel stuck in my head, but I don't want to journal. I don't want to sit with my thoughts. That's the last thing I want to do when I'm feeling burnt out because I'm exhausted. I don't want to challenge my thoughts right now. I don't want to sit with them. I'm tired. I just want to, like, literally not think at all. That would be ideal. But obviously that's not possible. We are thinking beings. That's just who we are. But what you have to realize is that you cannot force creativity. I don't care what anyone ever tries to say. You cannot force it. You can maybe squeeze something out of you by forcing it, but it's never going to be what it would be when it comes from a state of flow. Because creativity comes in states of flow. That's why we call it flow state, right? Like, Right now, while I'm recording this, I feel like I'm in my flow state. I'm not overthinking everything I'm saying. Everything's backpacking on top of one another, and it puts you in this state of presence. I think that's something that we always kind of brush over when it comes to creativity. Presence is the biggest factor, in my opinion, one of the biggest factors of creativity. If you are not present, then you cannot be your most creative self, right? Because it has a lot to do with kind of being exactly where you are so that you can focus on the work that's right in front of you. And with presence.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
I think intention is very important to talk about as well, because energy flows where intention goes. Energy flows where intention goes. And it's all about the intentionality behind something. You cannot replicate flow. Just as creativity can't be forced, presence can't be forced, intentions can't be forced. Like, I have a way of tying everything to yoga because it's a huge part of my life since I teach it and I'm actively practicing. And something that's super big in the practice of yoga is setting intentions behind each practice, each time you show up on your mat. That's you practicing. And as an instructor, you know, I will give my students my intention sometimes. Like, say my intention today is to be fully immersed in the present moment. I will give them the option to take that intention if it resonates with them, or to create a completely different one if it doesn't resonate with them. And as the student, because any great teacher is also a student, right? Like, you, and that's not me calling myself a great teacher, but if you really want to be the best that you possibly can with what that looks like for you in your practice, you are also actively on the other side of that practice, and you are learning from other people. So whenever I show up as a student in my practice, you know, there's been a couple instances where I've tried to set or take an intention that didn't actually resonate with me. And it was just, you know, something that I took because I couldn't think of anything else in the moment. And that will show up. The more you act out of a inauthentic intention, the more you are going to feel misaligned in your life. So intentions are something that you can always go back on and change. Sometimes when I tell my students to set an intention in the beginning of class, by the end of class, they have a different one. Like, I will literally say in the middle of class sometimes, like, feel free to come back to that intention or set a completely new one if that one doesn't feel right to you. Because, like I mentioned before, that's the ebbs and flows of life. Like, your life is this current moment. That is what your life is. Like, things are happening right now. So, of course, your intention behind things is going to change the more that you experience here and now. Tying this back to creativity, something that I've noticed within myself, and even my friends sometimes will say it, when we, you know, sit down, and I like to have a little craft night sometimes with my friends, there is always a comment either made out loud if I'm with my friends, or through my own conscious stream of perfectionism, right? Like, it's something along the lines of, like, oh, it has to look this way. Oh, I did that wrong. Oh, I shouldn't have put this there, whatever. And say, for example, taking this a step further, say you are sitting down and you're trying to paint something that you found on Pinterest. If your intention is to completely replicate the painting that you found on Pinterest, you are literally setting yourself up to be disappointed. because creativity and flow cannot be replicated. Two things are never going to look the same, especially when they are made by two different people. Like with yoga, if I took a flow that I found on Pinterest and I taught it to my class, the exact same steps in the same format that the instructor on Pinterest taught it, it is still going to be a different class because I taught it. Your biggest superpower is that no one else is you. That the things that you do and the manner that you do them in cannot be replicated. And I know that's a crazy thing to kind of wrap your head around when you think about how many people there are in this world. But isn't there something so beautiful about the fact that your energy can't be duplicated? So the reason why I bring up sort of like replicating other people's work when it comes to creativity is because I think we do that with ourselves just as much as we do with comparing ourselves to other people. Like I mentioned in the beginning, we compare ourselves when we're in this state of burnout to the past versions of ourselves that were operating at our highest frequency, that felt the most fulfilled, that felt the most on top of the world. And we try so hard to sometimes replicate the exact habits that that version of ourselves were doing in that time, because we think that that's how we get ourselves out of this state of burnout. But the truth is, you are a different person than who you were when you woke up this morning. Like, we are constantly changing and evolving. And through that comes unbecoming parts of ourselves, relearning certain things, unlearning certain things. What once worked for us is not going to work for us for the rest of our lives, and that's just how it is. But what this makes us feel like when one habit isn't serving us any longer and we're still trying to work at it and we keep getting reaffirmed that it's not working because it's only making us feel more burnt out and more displeased every single time we try to do something this certain way, approach something a certain way, is that we feel more and more empty. We feel this shallowness. We feel this hole in our life that needs to get sort of filled by something else. And it will. Like, it will. Your old habits that no longer serve you will get filled with new habits that will serve you. Like, I promise you that much. You just have to trust and believe that everything's happening in divine timing. Which leads me to my next point of patience. I think that patience is the hardest thing to master when you are in a state of burnout. And sometimes, honestly, just in general, patience is so hard. Like, we often forget that patience is a practice. Peace and presence that all fall under the umbrella of patience, they are all a practice. There's something that we have to constantly be working at in order to get better at, in order to make it sort of ritualistic. Even the most healed, most peace-ridden people in the world actively have to practice presence and peace. I promise you that much. In a perfect world, I could sit here and just tell you guys, oh, be more patient and, you know, this burnout won't last forever and you'll get out of it, I promise. But that only does so much for you, right? So, like, what are some actionable steps that we can take? I think the first thing that we need to really hone in on when we're in this state of burnout is being super realistic with where we are right now. And not in a way of making ourselves feel smaller, making ourselves feel discouraged, but in the sense of if you are not realistic with where you are right now, your needs will never be met because you don't know what you need. You are looking at past versions of yourself and asking yourself what she needed to keep going. Or, you know, you're looking at your future self and where you want to be, and you're thinking about all the steps that they would be taking, right? Because we talk about our highest self a lot in this podcast, but when we're in this state of burnout, I think it's really important to remind yourself that you reach your highest self by meeting your needs right now. Like, what do you need right now? That's a question that you can ask yourself a million times a day, because your needs are constantly changing. My need when I woke up this morning was not to sit on the mic and talk. It's probably one of the last things I wanted to do when I woke up this morning. But it was something that I couldn't possibly shake just 40 minutes ago when I sat down to record. So asking yourself not only what do you need, but also what is not sustainable in your life right now? What do you not need to be doing that you keep putting your energy into? Like, what sort of things are draining you completely? Maybe it's a certain person that you keep pouring your energy into. Maybe it's a certain habit that you keep telling yourself is helping you because it used to help you, but it's no longer serving you. Something that I have done recently while I've taken this time off in the podcast space is I wrote down a list of all of the things that I'm doing right recently. All of the things that I feel like I'm doing a really good job at. Because when we are in these states of burnout, we get so trapped in this mindset of only being able to see the things that we're doing wrong, the things that we're not doing, the things that we should be doing or that we want to be doing. We are not coming clear with the things that we are already doing, which is one of the reasons why we feel so depleted, because, you know, we feel that lack of energy, but we think it's just stemming from not being able to handle the pressure. We don't realize that it's actually stemming from putting so much on our plate and not giving ourselves credit for it. So I have my journal out in front of me right now where I list all the things that I'm doing right recently. And the first thing that I could think of was showing love to my friends. And I'm not gonna lie, you know, I tell you guys to go write down a list of all the things you're doing right, but it also might be discouraging because if you're anything like me, it took me a second to think of all the things I'm doing right because my mind right now is only going to all of the things that I should be doing. So be patient with yourself and give yourself a second to reflect, because if you are really burnt out right now and you haven't really been sitting with yourself, this might be the first time that you have actually intentionally sat with your thoughts for a second. So be patient with yourself, like I just said to you guys 5 minutes before this. Another thought that might come up after seeing how much you've written on this list, though, and, you know, even if you're not writing this down, maybe just thinking about it and jotting some bullet points down in your head of what you're doing right recently. A thought that followed for me after I sat back and looked at this list that I created was, well, why do I feel so fucking low lately if I've been doing so many things right? And I honestly think a big reason for that is just that I wasn't acknowledging it. And I'm not actively taking the time every day to acknowledge in the moment the things that I'm doing right every single day. So before I close out this episode, I'm just going to list a few things that impede creativity, that block it, that get in the way of it, that restrict it. And then I'm going to give you guys a few things that we falsely assume are blockages in our growth, in our creative outlets. So number one for things that impede our creativity is burnout. Ding, 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 you guys guessed it, it's burnout. We can't expect ourselves to be in a state of flow when we are currently crashing, when we are currently feeling depleted. Our energy might need to shift to something else. We might need to go to different realms that we've never even tried before. And maybe that's the reason why we feel so low right now, is because we are supposed to be outsourcing to things that we haven't tried yet. Like slowing down, like seeking help from someone else. I know that one's really hard because, you know, if you're already attaching this idea of weakness behind burnout, then it's even easier to feel weak when you are outsourcing to find help from other people. But asking for help is not a sign of weakness, I can promise you that much. It's actually extremely courageous to put yourself out there and to recognize that someone else might have tools that you haven't thought of. To put your ego aside and to let yourself connect with someone else on a full, deeper expression than you're used to. Things like limiting beliefs, self-doubt, and judgment are obvious hinders of growth and reasons that we might reach burnout or have creative blockages in our lives. And a big one is our fear of failing. The truth is, when you are fearing failure, you are stopping yourself from even attempting something. You don't even know what you're capable of because you're already telling yourself that you can't do it, that you can't uphold this thing, you can't be consistent with it, you don't have what it takes. And the truth is, you are the only person that dictates whether or not you have failed. I have a tattoo on my arm that's in my grandpa's handwriting that says, "Without your consent, it is impossible for you to be a failure." You decide whether you have failed or not. And say you do think that you failed. What are you going to do from here? Right? Because we talked about that state of rock bottom in the beginning. You've reached rock bottom before in your life. I'm sure you have. And you picked yourself up the last time you were met there. If you feel like you're in the state of burnout right now, and so much so to the fact that it's one of the lowest points you've been in a while, how might the approach that you've took before when you've been in this state not apply to you now? How might you need to change things a little bit? Maybe that's being more patient with yourself. Maybe that's talking it out with people more. Maybe that's doing less hiding and more expressing. And then some things that we falsely assume are blockages in our creative journeys and in our lives in general, in our growth, are external factors. Things like money, like we don't have the money to buy certain equipment to do certain things, or constraints. That's a huge one. But sometimes, you know, when you are limited to just 3 colors in the rainbow to paint a picture, that actually gives you more of a creative motive than having all of the colors in the rainbow would, because that sometimes overwhelms us. And especially if you're in a state of burnout, it might be really overwhelming to feel like there are so many options that are floating outside in the air. And actually just limiting yourself to a few options might help you then build on top of an idea. Anyways, I feel like I said what I had to say today. I've said my piece, and it feels really, really good to be back on this mic. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I missed you guys so much, and I'm really grateful to have reached this state of burnout, even though I feel like I'm still kind of in the midst of it. Feel like I'm slowly starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel, and it's making me really excited. Maybe it's just because it's warmer outside. That could really honestly be it. But know that if rest is calling out to you right now, if slowing down is calling out to you right now, take it and run with it. Like, slow the fuck down. It is okay to slow down. It will help you more in the long run to give yourself what you need right now, especially if that's to slow down, than to just run yourself even further down and have to build yourself back up even more from not resting. Anyways, I hope that you guys were able to get something from today's episode. I hope that this felt more like a breath of fresh air than it did overwhelm you with all of the thoughts that might already be circulating through your head. If you guys ever want to chat it out with me, go ahead and find me at Patience to Prosperity on Instagram and TikTok. My socials will always be plugged in the show notes down below, as well as those journal prompts that I love to curate for each episode to help act as an extension of all the things that we talked about today. So go ahead and check out those journal prompts below if that seems approachable to you right now. You know, I will always be an advocate for journaling, but it's something that I didn't want to just push on you guys today because I know when you feel burnt out, it's honestly the last thing you want to hear. Anyways, go get your mud water if you haven't already. It's what I was sipping on today in my one of my favorite mugs, my little elephant mug. Today I made myself a little mud water latte. Go make yourself a little latte. That's going to get your brain flowing and those creative juices back, especially if you're feeling burnt out right now. My mud water has been a godsend to me lately. Thank you all again for tuning in today. I hope to hang out with you soon and go do something that's good for you today with the intention of it solely because it feels good to you, not because it's productive or what you should be doing. I challenge you to that today. With that being said, as always, come as you are and leave a little more healed.